The origin story of any champion sometimes develops from something you didn't see coming. Kelly Podlubny has had his share of moments that he'd rather forget.
I like to describe myself as being a shadow of a person.
He remembers the substance abuse, and he remembers falling to what felt like his lowest point. While the Canadian man doesn't get very detailed about that dark time, he does like to talk about what pulled him out of it. When life gives you lemons, Kelly remembered childhood laughter, a gift given by his father.
He was a very jolly individual. That's where I got all my joy from.
He shares with CTV News those childhood memories that came bubbling to the surface when he found a video online.
And she said, "I have cancer." And then she started laughing. You know?
Laughing about cancer? Surely, if she could find a reason to laugh, so could Kelly.
Everybody's a laughing place to go, go, go.
That really taught me that it's okay to have joy in my life.
From that joy and laughter, Kelly began doing some research and would eventually open his own yoga business, but not just any yoga point.
Breathe in and laugh out. That dopamine gets released, and then all of a sudden I start to feel better.
Kelly calls it laughter yoga, and his yoga was pretty contagious. Did you know that competitive laughing is actually a thing? You do now. There are competitions worldwide based on your ability to chortle, chuckle, and even go full-on maniacal. He was urged to compete, and guess what?
It was very gratifying to find out that my laughter is the most contagious in the world.
Kelly Podlubny is the 2025 World Laughing Champion. And the joke isn't lost on him at all. A man who less than 10 years ago was at his lowest point dealing with substance abuse and not having a single thing to smile about. Today, his grin stretches from ear to ear. He's definitely a believer.
Laughter was something that saved my life.
Making laughter truly the best medicine. Congratulations, champ, for finding your way out of the darkness, first with a grin, then a smile, and then... Brian Calvert, Northwest News Radio.